Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, the season begins tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks host the Washington Wizards at Fiserv Forum. Tonight's game marks the first appearance in Milwaukee for former Bucks guard Chris Middleton since he was traded in February. Middleton just appeared on the Thinalysis podcast and talked about what it was like to be traded.
One thing I was happy about, I got to drive home after I got traded. Went to one of those rental car companies, hopped in the car and drove 3 hours back home. Spent a day or two there, and then went to D.C. once everything got finalized. But on that drive, it was just a lot of, you know, reminiscing. It was a ride I think I needed, some time by myself where you could just sit back and reflect on things. And then talking to Giannis, like, it was weird, like, you know, knowing that this is going to be my teammate, my sidekick for the rest of my career.
More from Middleton and Giannis coming up at our 2 o'clock hour. Middleton played 12 seasons here in Milwaukee. He is the third all-time leading scorer in franchise history. Middleton will be honored at tonight's game, a game you can hear right here on WTMJ.
Number two, a judge in Chicago hearing arguments over an order that blocks the National Guard from deployment in the state of Illinois. That order expires tomorrow. CBS News legal reporter Katrina Kaufman following the latest on how the Trump administration is moving forward.
Essentially, the judge is going to make a determination about whether she's going to extend a block that prevents the Trump administration from deploying the National Guard in Chicago. And it's very likely she's going to do so, especially because both sides submitted a joint status report yesterday where even the Trump administration agreed to potentially allowing a 30-day extension here.
And meanwhile, an Oregon appeals court heard on Monday an opportunity to put a hold on a lower court ruling that kept Trump from taking command of Guard troops in that state. They've got state troops ready to go in Portland, Oregon, but the National Guard cannot yet be called.
Number three, replace Bad Bunny at the Super Bowl halftime show? No way, says the head of the NFL. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
At the annual NFL owners meeting, Commissioner Roger Goodell defended the league's decision to hire Bad Bunny, saying he's one of the most popular entertainers in the world and that it's carefully thought through. Goodell says, "I don't think we've ever selected an artist without some blowback or criticism." Controversy surrounding the Super Bowl halftime show has become an annual tradition, from the infamous Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction to Kendrick Lamar's performance this year, leading to complaints over a lack of diversity. Matt Piper, CBS News.
President Trump called the NFL's decision to hire Bad Bunny crazy and ridiculous. The 60th edition of the Super Bowl is Sunday, February 8th.